And here's how we do better. That same 1% rule of thumb can illustrate how the carrier phase observable, that second observable, comes to our rescue, so to speak. With this little formula here, the length of a complete wavelength in meters is equal to the speed of light corrected for atmospheric effects divided by the frequency in hertz. Now remember that L1 is 1575.42 megahertz, so here we have a little calculation. The length of a wavelength of the L1 carrier, speed of light on top here, divided by 1575.42 times 10 to the 6 hertz. That shows that a wavelength in L1 is approximately 19 centimeters. Now in L2, same calculation. Here we have it, the speed of light divided by 1227.60 times 10 to the 6. That's the frequency of L2. And the calculation shows that the wavelength in L2 is approximately 24 centimeters. Therefore, the resolution available from the carrier wave observable, this is as distinct from the coded pseudo-range code phase, 1% of the wavelength on the carrier is approximately 2 millimeters. Now, obviously, a 3-meter ranging precision isn't adequate for many, if not most, of the GPS applications we use. However, the capability to get a position within 2 millimeters, that is the promise of GPS. And that is, of course, why we're having this discussion, because GPS does indeed have the capability of reaching those levels of accuracy. Well, that's the end of Lesson 1. And on Lesson 2, we will go further into the discussion of biases and errors. Thank you.